by Max Richter.
Sleep is a kind of landscape for the sleeping mind to inhabit. It's a place of rest and a place to pause from our busy lives.
BBC Radio 3 presents the full 8-hour work in a special pan-European broadcast.
I think particularly now, when there's so much trouble and anxiety and suffering in the world, we could all do with a place to rest.
Relax. Listen. Sleep by Max Richter. Available now on BBC Sounds.
And a really lovely work it is too. Well, looking ahead to a bit later here on Radio 3, we're heading to the Met in New York for this Saturday evening's Opera on 3. Puccini's final masterpiece, Turandot, is at 6:30. Now here on Radio 3, it's time for Music Planet with Lopa Kattari.
Thank you. With goats roaming the streets in Llandudno, a kangaroo making use of the freedom of the city in Adelaide, and wild boar roaming around the outskirts of Rome, the natural world is bringing us joy and smiles during these days of lockdown. So I thought a bit of Sam Lee sharing his overtones with the nightingales in Sussex would be a perfect way to start the programme. And most appropriate, as tomorrow is International Dawn Chorus Day, celebrating the song of our feathered friends. Well, Sam Lee and his Nest Collective have for years taken musicians and groups into the woods of Sussex to experience the heavenly sound of the African nightingale that each spring flies more than 3,000 miles from Africa to get to the woodlands of southern England. This year, of course, the nightingales have arrived, but we can't visit with Sam in the usual way. So he's going to live stream a series of events that he's calling Nestflix. More about that later. Oh, and that clip of Sam and the Nightingales, it was recorded by Radio 3 back in 2018. Welcome to this week's Music Planet with me, Lopa Katari. For those of you who are finding the days are beginning to blur into one, it's just gone 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, the 2nd of May. Over the next hour, we're heading off on a Music Planet at Home road trip with intrepid traveller Beto Arcos. We'll hear from some of the artists who would have been performing in the UK around now. And our classic artist this week is Mozambique's King of Marabenta, Fani Mfumo. But it's to Yemen that we go first, by way of Israel. Shiran is an Israeli singer of Yemeni descent. Her grandmother left Yemen back in 1949, along with tens of thousands of others, and she settled in Israel. Now, Shiran has long been inspired by her roots further down the Arabian Peninsula, and her latest album explores traditional Yemeni songs. This is one of them, and it's called Ya Al Sana, Hey Sana.
Sholokser over hagen years, Shulhalwan is smooth my carriage. Drambeg train, ik immerig maar in en shinje halwan. Jehoches is simni. Hey yo, hey, 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 yo. Horing fosh for emigan bear had jeen a nanum and uder na crinya.
Hey yo, hey, 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 yo.
Is jalus volgach lin hik guien an denje hans gach raf ha urni is uignis hans a gurb ha chanlis is iari
hey yo hey 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 yo oh valachu hey yo hey 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 yo oh valachu
illanam fulgun skeild an eerliche illanam kurach ledinje chotik Shoch illan anean ma faris halav Shine of guhar, heart of glor don ahar
Hey yo, hey, 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 yo Oh, valachur, hey yo, hey, hey
Nishe Vrimskil is Krumov Ugin Sir Fag of Gachdrug, a Konin or Kriachen, Shinye Habyanicha, Shinye Le Erebs, Lorigi Arsoch, Elan Nurs,
Hey, oh, hey, 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 oh.
Two wonderful voices from Scotland, both very much a part of bringing Gaelic music and language to a wider public, Fiona McKenzie and Brian O'Hedra. Brendan the Navigator, written by Brian, is the opening track from their album Songs of the Northlands, a tribute to the Gaelic and Nordic territories and cultures, and it's out now on Naxos Records. Before that was Hey Sana from the Israeli-Yemeni singer Shiran, whose new album is due to be released on the 19th of June. Right now, let's take a trip with our intrepid regular guide, Beto Arcos. It is normally a virtual trip, but this week, with travel all but cancelled right across the world due to COVID-19, even Beto hasn't had to lace up his boots. Here he is with the first ever Music Planet at Home road trip.
Hello, I'm Beto Arcos. I'm based in Los Angeles, and for the past 2 weeks, I've received many songs recorded at home by musicians from several Latin American countries, including Mexico, Cuba, Colombia, Ecuador, Paraguay, and even here, California. So in a sense, this is an imaginary road trip all over Latin America. As you may know, the impact of coronavirus is taking its toll all over the American continent. But in the midst of this health and economic crisis, musicians are creating songs of hope, resilience, and consciousness.
A ustedes les exigen, no sé quién, la ley, pero y nosotros los padres estamos aquí, explotamos acá, todos no tenemos internet, no tenemos computadores.
From Formosa, in northern Argentina, in a region called Litoral Argentino-Paraguayo, because it borders with Paraguay, I spent a week last October exploring the world of chamamé. Ender Ramírez, whom I met there during this trip, sent me chamamés de encierro, or chamamés of confinement, 4 music vignettes with titles that reflect an action in confinement. Check this out. The value of your life. To cut the window bars. Thinking about your ex. And this one called Para hacer la tarea, or To do the homework. That was En de Ramírez, Hacer la Tarea, a song from the northeastern part of Argentina called Litoral Argentino Paraguayo. On March 31st, Basque American singer Begoña Echeverría was informed that her aunt died from COVID-19 in the Basque country. As an homage to her beloved aunt, because she couldn't attend her funeral, Begoña wrote lyrics about how we can get through this if we help and care for one another. The song was beautifully set to music by the French-Basque duo of Matan Lerisa and Michel Ducau. Like a silent devil without our noticing, it entered at homes and every corner, the lyrics read. Did it come to take our health and our relationships from us? If we stay strong with one another, this virus will be defeated.
Coronavirusa ituri zaiku itxai isila bezala. Gure etxeta suko deneta gu hartu gabe sartu da. Gure osasun eta ajeman lapurtzera teldu dea. Elkartasuna indartu eta virus hau gaindituko da. Egin behar duguna naizta parte izan, elkar lagunduta maitatu, amodioak neurua hiltzen baitu.
That was Begoña Echeverria and the song called Coronavirus Viru, sung in Euskera, or in the Basque language. Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón, I've come to offer my heart. It's a song written by Argentina singer-songwriter Fito Páez, and it was released in 1985, 2 years after the end of the military dictatorship in Argentina. The most famous version was recorded by Mercedes Sosa. Today, this song has found a new meaning in the voices and musicians from every corner of Latin America. It was arranged and produced by Mexico's Rodrigo Duarte and features musicians from Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Spain, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Paraguay, Argentina, Mexico, Japan, and Russia. The lyrics say, "Who said everything is lost? I've come to offer my heart. So much blood that the river took away, I've come to offer my heart." Here is Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón. I've come to offer my heart.
¿Quién dijo que todo está perdido? Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón.
Tanta sangre que se llevó el río.
Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón.
Será tan fácil, ya sé qué pasa. No será tan simple como pensaba. Como abrir el pecho y sacar el alma. Una cuchillada de amor.
Luna de los pobres siempre abierta.
That was Rodrigo Duarte and Friends, and the song written by Argentina's Fito Páez, Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón. Esteban Copete is a composer, band leader, and marimba player from the Pacific coast of Colombia. He's based in Cali. He wrote a song called 14 días, or 14 days, to give people hope. Initially, the quarantine was 14 days long, but now it's, of course, being extended. But the recovering period is still 14 days of confinement. It's a song that invites people to be patient, to be disciplined, and stay at home. And to tell others we love them, even though we can't hug them. We have to take care of each other. The style of music is called rumba. It's a rhythm similar to salsa, but with a unique sound of the Pacific coast of Colombia. Here is Esteban Copete y su Quinteto Pacífico and 14 días, 14 days.
Debo decirte, me voy por unos días.
was Esteban Copete y su Quinteto Pacífico with a song called 14 Días, 14 Days. Telmari is Cuba's most significant female hip-hop figure. Her songs address empowerment and social change, as in the lyrics to her song called Cuando Esto Pase, When This Passes. The song's main rhythm is a guaguancó, one of three rumba styles. And the lyrics say, when this passes, the world will begin to make sense and we'll be together. The earth will be our caregiver, the refuge you will have to take care of. You see, we're not immortal. We're just humans. When this passes, life will be a gift. Here is Telmari in Habana Sana, Cuando Esto Pase, When This Passes.
La vida será un regalo, mamá naturaleza de locura. La vida será un regalo, donde las diferencias se ponen a un lado. Cuando esto pase, pidiéndole supremo la fuerza, la
vida será un regalo.
Sentí que los amigos, aunque están lejos, cerca siempre.
La vida será un regalo,
ya ves, no somos inmortales, todos somos humanidad.
La vida será un regalo,
la vida será, la vida será, la vida será.
La vida será un regalo.
Ay, cuando esto pase, yo voy a abrazar.
La vida será un regalo.
A lo mío, a lo tuyo.
La vida será un regalo.
That was Cuba's Telmari and her band Habana Sana, Cuando Esto Pase, or When This Passes. Finally, on April 7, the Cuban timba band Havana de Primera, led by singer and trumpet player Alexander Abreu, released a new song called Cuando Te Vuelva a Ver, When I See You Again. The song calls for individual and collective responsibility to confront the health crisis in Cuba and the world. Like many of Abreu's songs, the lyrics are filled with a deep emotion and personal feelings, but it also reaches out to all his fans and followers and people around the world. The lyrics say, stay home and wait for the world to breathe. Look at the sky and cry for all that's been lost. Take care of yourself and give strength to your loved ones. Stay home. Yes, I want to see you again. I'm Beto Arcos. Thank you for listening, and please, take good care.
Cuban timba band Havana de Primera and their new song Cuando te vuelva a ver, When I See You Again, ending Music Planet At Home, a road trip with Beto Arcos and music from the lockdown. Remember, all our road trips are on BBC Sounds and can be downloaded as a podcast. Increasingly, I'm afraid to say, the only kind of travel we can do these days. You're listening to Music Planet on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Qatari. Next up, I've got two musicians, one from China, one from Syria, both masters of their instruments. The pipa, the four-stringed Chinese lute, and its multi-stringed Arabian relative, the oud. Gao Hong on pipa and oud player Issam Rafe, Ancient Strings in Conversation. And that was the title track of their album From Our World to Yours. The two of them met up a few years ago at Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota, and basically they decided to head into a studio and just press record to see what would happen. The result, Life Is As, was such a success that Gao and Issam have decided to take the same approach for this, their second album, improvising in the studio and no changing things after. The 1950s and 60s world over saw an explosion of new and exciting music, and no more so than right across Africa. New sounds, new grooves, a desire to create a musical identity independent of colonial powers. This was a time when roots, folk and the modern world collided. One man who was very much a part of that search for identity and a pioneer of a new sound was Fanny Mpfumo, and he's our classic artist today. He was born in Maputo, Lorenzo Marques, as it was known then, in the late 1920s. But it wasn't until Mpfumo left Mozambique and headed to South Africa in search of a better life that he found his living in music, recording for the HMV label as an alternative to working down the mines. And so it was that he brought Mozambique dance music to the world and became known as the King of Marabenta. Fanny Mpfumo died of tuberculosis in 1987, aged just 58, but he did leave behind a lot of wonderful music. I'm going to play you two of his songs. The first is the one that launched his international career, Loko ni Kumbuka Georgina, When I Remember Georgina. And the second is Famba Aombe. Both of the tracks are on this compilation album of his works called Nyoksanini.
Ni kumbuka Georgina nene ingintojila nene Loko ni kumbuka Georgina nene ingintojila nene Loko ni kumbuka Georgina nene ingintojila nene Georgina wakamamba Georgina ene 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 wakamamba Ati nyonga takone Atinyonga takone Why is a bashurwene Why kuma shurwene Why is a bashurwene Why is a bashurwene Why is a bashurwene Why kuma shurwene
Atinyonga takone
Famba gawende kapula na tunga ninyoka nimamba. Famba gawende kapula na tunga ninyoka nimamba. Oni kumani kitramine nika kongamine utasa oni pingula kala watu.
This week's classic artist, Fanny Mfumo, a pioneer of Marabenta, 1960s dance music from Mozambique, and still a hugely popular figure. This is Music Planet. I'm Lopa Katari. There is so much to click and consume online these days. Here's something for all of you who have jumped into dance classes, from ballet to ballroom, pogoing to couples twirling. This track fits all. It's from Frenchman David Brossier's Quintet Bumbac, and it's one of 16 original compositions inspired by Balkan, Greek, Turkish folk music, and just about everything in between. quintet Bumbac and a track from their album Miroir. Now, one of the many casualties of the COVID-19 pandemic has been that gigs and festivals all over the world have had to be cancelled. Nevertheless, the creative spirits have risen, and using the wonders of technology, many artists are taking to performing from their front rooms. Here's just a few you might want to check out. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Sam Lee's Nestflix series, he's going to be beaming in live footage of the Nightingales on his video stream whilst invited artists from the confines of their own homes play alongside. I think I might have oversimplified it a bit, but you get my drift. All you have to do is register your interest to be part of the audience and wait for the link. Other gigs you can enjoy from around the world online via Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, etc. are Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, who every Friday night at 7 o'clock in the evening Eastern Standard Time in the US host a banjo house lockdown from their living room in Nashville. The Royal Albert Hall has a list of events happening over the next few weeks called Royal Albert Home. Again, details on the website. And if you're a fan of the NPR Tiny Desk Sessions like me, then there's loads to watch and hear via their website. Tell us what you're streaming and enjoying right now, and we can share your recommendations here with the rest of our listeners on Music Planet. Just email us. The address is musicplanet@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, and the hashtag is Music Planet. So someone who would have been performing in London today as part of La Linea Festival is Portuguese singer Lina, along with the innovative producer and electronic wizard Raul Refri from Spain. They released an album in January on Glitterbeat of their take on the songs of the great fado singer Amália Rodrigues. So whilst we are all following our respective lockdowns, I asked Lina if she would introduce this next track.
Hi there, I'm Lina from Lina Raul Refri Project, where we present a totally different approach to fado diva Amália Rodrigues' songbook. I will tell you about our first single, Cuidei que Tinha Morrido. It is a fado with strong and beautiful lyrics, talking about loss and losing control about our emotions, where pain is so deep that it is like a numbness, a death. It starts with a simple clavinet and develops into a rhythmic crescendo where different sounds and textures make the perfect space to digest the emotional tension and come back to reality again. A beautiful arrangement by producer Raul Refri. But you can listen to it all in our album or live at Union Chapel at La Linea Festival on October 19. We look forward to see you there.
Passar pelo ribeiro, onde às vezes me debruço, fito-me alguém corpo inteiro, dobrado como um soluço. Thank you.
The music of Iberian duo Lina and Raul Referee from their eponymous release that came out earlier this year. They would have been performing this weekend at La Linea Festival in London, which for now the organisers have said that they've rescheduled for September, October. Well, that's it from me, Lopa Qatari, and my home here in West London on Music Planet this week. Catherine Tickell will be with you next Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon from her beautiful stone cottage up north. I'm going to leave you with a final song for the virus. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Agency, has asked their goodwill ambassador, Angelique Kidjo, to record a new version of Pata Pata, a song that's been called the world's most defiantly joyful song, originally released more than 50 years ago by the late great Miriam Makeba, known affectionately as Mama Africa, and herself a UN Goodwill Ambassador. Now, Pata Pata means touch, touch. So UNICEF asked Kidjo to rework the lyrics to spread information and hope in this time of coronavirus. So Pata Pata has become No Pata Pata, with lyrics like, it's a time to sit it out, no pata pata. Stay at home and wait it out, no pata pata. We need to keep our hands clean, so no pata pata. Don't touch your face, keep distance, please. You get the drift, and it's very sing-alongable too. UNICEF released the track worldwide last week, and they're inviting you to record yourself singing along to it, dancing, whatever takes your fancy. And they'll include the best clips in a music video due to be released in mid-May. So, stay home, keep safe, and no pata pata.
It's the time to sit it out. Keep your distance, please. Move along and dance with us, mama. Let's come together, sing this, papa.
feel, which we shouldn't do. Everybody can help fight COVID-19 by doing what we need to do. It's the time to sit it out.
This week's Music Planet was introduced by Lopa Kotari, and the producer was Michael Rossi. The soprano Nina Stemmer performs the title role of the proud princess of ancient China, whose riddles doom every suitor seeking her hand. Puccini's Turandot is our Opera on Three coming up at 6:30 this evening. But first, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z with Kevin Legendre.
Hello and welcome. It was International Jazz Day on Thursday, and there's a definite international flavour to this week's show. We'll kick off with some great new music from the American saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin. This is Spiral.